How can we not open our hearts to the certainty that, while we are sinners, we are loved by God? That was the question Pope Benedict posed to the many hundreds of people gathered in the courtyard of the papal summer residence at Castel Gandolfo, where he commented on today's Gospel and the three parables of mercy.
In today's Gospel, Jesus speaks of the rejoicing in heaven which accompanies the return of sinners to the house of the Father.
Focusing in particular on the prodigal son, Pope Benedict XVI recalled that God the Father never tires of coming to meet us. He always travels first to the road that separates us from him. The repentance of the son who faces an inner pilgrimage to return home to himself and his Father, said the Pope, is the measure of faith and with it a return to the truth. Then, continued the Holy Father, when the elder son is angered by the festive reception given to his brother, it is the father who reminds him, "You are always with me, but you had to celebrate because your brother was lost and now is found." Only faith, Pope Benedict XVI concluded, can transform selfishness into joy and renew good relationships with others and with God. After reciting the Angelus prayer, the Pope greeted the many pilgrims who had gathered, and the Pope could also be heard and seen on giant TV screens by thousands of people in St. Peter's Square.
I welcome all the English-speaking pilgrims, especially the bishops taking part in the ecumenical meeting sponsored by the Focolare Movement. I also greet the young people of the Don Bosco Oratory from Victoria, Gozo, Malta. And the friends of the John Paul II Foundation from Saudi Arabia. I thank the members of the parish choir from Slovenia for the praise of God in song.
The Pope also asked the faithful to accompany him in prayer on the visit he will make to the United Kingdom next week, where he will beatify Cardinal John Henry Newman. I'm Lydia O'Kane.